Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report on Red Lobster. It's coming up in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Biker, man. Did you guys hear about this chick who was hiking in the Alps? She got lost. She was hurt, but she managed to use her sports bra to signal rescuers. Yeah. I swear to God she did. So it's a story with a happy ending, but more importantly, it's a story with a moral. Any chick who wants to get noticed, even if she's in the middle of nowhere, just has to whip off her bra. I swear to God she does. But you know that even though this chick was wearing a couple of shirts and a heavy ski parka, she still just yanked it right through her sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the freakiest thing ever. How can something that's such a struggle for guys to remove, even using two hands, a pair of needle-nose pliers, and an instruction kit, come flying out of the sleeve like a midget being shot from a cannon? I mean, you never see a guy finish a game of basketball, then yank his jock strap off through the leg of his shorts.
No. Nope.
Or if you did, man, you'd be sure to pick him for your team next time. Better than having him guard you. You don't want that hand in your face every time you go up for a shot.
That's true.
I swear to God you don't. But I hope chicks everywhere can learn from this heroic example. I mean, next time you can't get waited on at the hardware store, whip off your bra. Not only will you get a dowel rod, but chances are it'll be free. And when you go to the donut shop, don't take a number. Release the hounds. Fastest way to get through this so-called glass ceiling isn't by breaking it, but by polishing it with your knobs. I swear to God it is. And don't worry about indecent exposures or any of that stuff.
No.
It's easy, man. Just tell the cops, hey, I'm just partying. They can't arrest you if it's a celebration. State law.
Really?
It's the same thing that every chick who's ever been invited backstage at a Whitesnake concert will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a bra may give you some support, but whipping it off can change your life. I swear to God it does. I gotta go.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, it's time to switch gears.
Oh, Greg.
And we're going to check in with comedian Greg Warren, one of my favorites. Greg has some great stuff out there. If you don't get a chance to see him live and in person, you can watch Where the Field Corn Grows or The Salesman.
Greg.
And what's the matter?
I don't know what lens you're using, but it looks like the lens in the door at a hotel.
Yeah, it's almost a walleye effect,
yeah.
The way...
fisheye.
Really?
It's like a fisheye, yeah.
Ah, man, I got to figure... I got a new computer. Maybe it's something's wrong.
No, it's just because you haven't hung the brick cloth thing that you have behind you straight.
Oh, that's
it. All it is.
Oh, that's a real brick wall.
Oh is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that's
hit it with your hand. See what happens.
No, this your face looks
100% brick right there.
Your face is it looks perfect, but the brick wall looks like it's stretched out wide. It's
right,
really odd.
Yeah, I got to talk to these tuck pointers that I use.
okay.
Yeah. Now, are you wearing pants?
Yes, yes.
What the hell kind of question is that?
Well, it's early. Yeah. D might be, are you at your condo?
Yeah, my condo, yeah.
Yeah, you know how people say condo, like they stepped in crap? Condo, you know.
Now, Josh has his own room there, right, when he comes through town?
Yeah, there's a room for all comics traveling through, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you let them smoke?
What?
I'd prefer they did not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have a little balcony, Tom. You could smoke on the balcony.
Oh, nice.
Are you wearing sweatpants or jammy pants or jeans?
No. Fully clothed jeans. AG is the brand of jeans
nice.
That I wear.
Wow, nice yeah. ass. All right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Okay.
You're underwear? Do you wear underwear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Boxer briefs.
Okay.
Yep, that's where you got to go.
What color?
Man, I don't know. I think gray. Man, I just don't know, Tom.
Are they all the same, or do you have a variety?
I got a variety, yeah.
Really? Do you get up and open that drawer and go, let's see, today I'm in kind of a blue mood.
You know, I don't put a lot of thought into it now. I'm going to maybe...
Maybe if you're going on a date, you go with the British Racing Green, something.
That's an odd choice.
Something masculine.
Do you have a cleaning lady, or do you do it yourself?
Yeah, Becky.
Becky sounds like a good lady.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, well. Now, Greg has a segment.
You got to start banging Becky. That's all there is to it.
Give it to her.
Greg, I'm sorry. It's
I want it next week. I want to see her feet on either your shoulders.
I think you missed the spot under the bed.
I shouldn't have said her real name.
This is such a weird day. I'm sorry.
You liked me.
Okay. Greg, what's today's topic?
I want to talk about an important topic, Tom. Red Lobster.
Oh, yes. All right.
Yeah. Well, Greg, we have one of the foremost authorities on Red Lobster right here in the room with us.
Is that right?
The two of them, actually.
Well, Josh.
Josh, you want to say you're...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. No, I get the fresh catch every week. It's the Red Lobster newsletter, of course. It keeps me on
the email. Yeah.
And, of course, you know I have property in Cheddar Bay.
You vacation there every year, right?
And then Mr. Godwin is a fan, although he can only eat the salad now.
It's my son's favorite place to go. It's his birthday spot. We love it, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Pat, are you a member of My Red Lobster Rewards?
Oh, yes, I am. Josh got me all signed up.
That's right. I'll tell you this, and this is a heartfelt message to the young people out there. It's the biggest mistake I made in my life, not joining that 30 years ago.
It's the greatest.
If you're a young seafood lover, get in on that, because I could have been retired now.
A lot of savings.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Red Lobster was founded by Bill Dardenne. Bill was somewhat of a restaurant prodigy. At 19 years old, he opened the Green Frog in Waycross, Georgia. It was a 25-seat diner. It was very successful. Bill was ahead of his time. In 1938, Georgia, the Green Frog was not segregated. Progressive. Yeah. Made quite a bit of money there. Then he went on to own a lot of Howard Johnson restaurants. Ooh. If you guys didn't know, that was sort of the first national chain of restaurants, Howard Johnson's.
Fried clams were the best ever.
Were they the ones with the orange roof?
Yeah, yes. Orange and blue. They had like a teal blue color.
Are they gone?
You could find a couple,
yeah,
I think.
There's still some, yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, they were... Very prevalent.
My grandma always called it Hojo's.
Yeah.
Was that?
So did mine.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just don't like these people that over-familiarize, you know?
Well, she, I think she...
Nothing against your grandma, but she doesn't know Howard.
or did she? Maybe she did. We don't know about it.
Maybe she
what
did.
What would she call Red Lobster?
Red Low.
Relo's that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Relo sounds like a rap artist.
Right.
Hey man, you're Relo OD. That's a shock.
Josh, if it's Josh's grandma, I believe she called it church. In 1968, him and his partner Charlie Woodsby opened the first Red Lobster Inn in Lakeland, Florida. Lakeland is sort of halfway between Tampa and Orlando. And man, they came out of the gate firing.
Wow. I mean,
it did really well. They said their biggest competition was the kitchen stove. And
couldn't keep
they
up.
Brought a lot of seafood type, coastal type dishes to the Midwest. You know, people in the Midwest really weren't familiar with calamari or key lime pie back then. And they brought them there and the Midwest fell in love with it. They did so well.
How that, well?
2 years, 2 years into their business, General Mills bought them.
Really?
2 years? Yes.
2 years. General Mills bought them. General Mills owned Red Lobster for 20 years. During that span, not one lobster-flavored cereal. Very disappointing.
Yeah, very disappointing.
Now, you would have thought they would have merged their two things.
Yeah. They spun it off and formed a company in honor of Bill called Darden. Darden owns a lot of restaurants you're familiar with. They're a big conglomerate. Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, Ruth's Chris, Capital Grill, Eddie V's, Bahama Breeze, wow. and Cheddar's.
You can get those great gift cards that are all Darden owned.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like an all-star team.
Yes.
Yeah. Cheddar's, my buddy Mike Birbiglia one time had lunch at Cheddar's, and guess what kind of cheese was not available?
You're kidding.
That is silly.
Yes, couldn't get cheddar cheese there. Red Lobster invented popcorn shrimp.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that, or
they say they did. Some people think that Paul Prudhomme, the celebrity chef from
the Cajun
Louise
guy,
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the drag racer, right?
No,
that's Don Prudhomme.
I'm sorry, the
snake.
Yeah. Yeah, Don the snake.
You know what they call him, the snake?
Yeah, he used to go at it with a big daddy Don Garlits.
Yeah, he sure did. Snake and the mongoose.
Couple of penises.
The mongoose.
I don't know who invented it. If it's popcorn shrimp, popcorn's involved, I think Redenbacher had something to do with it.
Must have. You know, you didn't back then. You didn't get away with anything popcorn related if you didn't talk to Redenbacher.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Bless you.
Unless you want to get hurt.
Yeah. Bad. Yeah. You get strangled with a bow tie.
That's how they knew. That was they'd leave the bow tie behind.
Yeah, he's been Redenbachered.
The a lot of sodium in popcorn shrimp, guys.
Oh, yeah.
1,860 grams. You're going to get pretty much all your sodium for the day in one order of popcorn shrimp. But if I know Red Lobster, and I do, you can go there right now, and somebody is putting salt on their popcorn shrimp.
Yes, they are.
If you put salt on your popcorn shrimp, that is like putting salt on your ocean. They invented the first POS system, point of sale.
Oh, I was way wrong.
Yeah, I know, Josh. I was looking at my YouTube videos the other night, and somebody had a comment in there said I was a real point of sale.
And that's what I meant, too.
What is the vulgar meaning of that?
Piece of
POS.
Oh.
Yeah. Sale. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Piece of tail.
Red Lobster, Darden spun them off in 2000, or no, I don't know. They spun them off.
Oh, way to do your research.
2014, Josh.
Okay.
I got it. Yeah.
Well, that's quite the difference between 2000 and 2014, isn't it? That's 14
2014,
years.
2014.
No, I don't know if we can believe a word he says.
It's Golden Gate Capital. Look it up, dummy. And before they did, though, they were working on the world's first lobster farm. It was a 23,000-acre lobster farm. It was going to be in Malaysia.
Now, I see a lobster in bib overalls driving a tractor.
Yes. With a John Deere cap on.
Welcome to the lobster farm. He takes his claw and tips his straw hat to you.
Pincer high before the 4th of July.
Is he planting cheddar bays?
Yes.
Welcome to the lobster farm.
So what happened to the lobster farm?
Well, I think it sort of, once Darden spun him off, it kind of lost a little bit of steam. There was some controversy
lobster
because...
Lobster farm lost steam, huh?
There you go.
Yeah, you can't help himself.
They were talking about having lobsters down there that were not Maine lobsters. They were actually rock lobsters, which are...
rock lobster!
They only have meat in the tail. Okay. Can I hear somebody singing some B-52s?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, rock lobster
number 147 on Rolling Stone's greatest rock and roll songs.
Ugh. I can't believe it's in the top 500. I love that song, but that's crazy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, does a rock lobster refer to a girl with a big butt, meat in the tail? Right? Is that what?
I don't know. It does
they,
now.
That's not why they did it. Apparently, they were playing at this place called Club 2001 in Atlanta, and there were they didn't have a budget for a light show, so they had slides behind them. And one of the slides was lobsters on a grill, and they just started riffing on Rock Lobster.
No kidding.
Huh. Yeah.
And the world was never the same.
Tom, get this. You turn your nose up at Rock Lobster. That song inspired John Lennon to start recording music again after he'd been off for 5 years.
Wow. Why? He thought if this crap's selling.
He thought it sounded like Yoko, actually, I think.
Maybe I should start again.
Red Lobster's not without controversy. Inside Edition came after him back in 2016.
Those sons of bitches.
Yeah, the lobster bisque, guys. Inside Edition did some DNA testing, and they found out that it was not all lobster. It was also langostino.
Oh, I like langostino. The langostino.
That's one of my favorite Billy Joel songs.
Langostino?
Langostino. You know what I'm talking about, Pat?
No.
Los Angelinos. Never
mind. Oh, from the second album.
Yes, great song. Great song.
Los the one that was recorded at the wrong speed. I thought you'd like that one. Yeah.
Never mind.
What is Langostino versus lobster?
They're little
Langostino
tiny.
Looks like a mini lobster, but it is a different species.
Sounds like a UFC event.
Yeah.
I can only hope. Langostino versus
Langostino.
Still delicious.
I can only hope.
Greg, do you remember there's a thing a couple years ago, the New York Times did DNA testing on like the most expensive restaurants in New York, and half of them had their fish wrong.
Yeah.
They would say it was one thing and it was actually something else.
I remember you talking about that, yeah.
I mean, so it's not just Red Lobster. But if there's some lobster in it, it's still lobster bisque, right?
Yeah, exactly. Red Lobster sort of said, hey guys, luck of the ladle. You just got to...
yeah.
You know,
luck of the ladle tonight.
Yeah, this has been the most weird referencing of all time. We've got a reference to Billy Joel's Los Angelinos. A little bit
song.
Of luck be a lady.
I had never had langostinos till I went to my Red Lobster, and I loved them.
I've had langostino mashed potato. In fact, I think at Red Lobster, yes.
Oh, really?
They have the langostino mashed potato.
Yes. Enough of this report.
How can you say that?
What's wrong with you?
Josh, I know you're a big Cheddar Bay man. When did they introduce Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Oh boy, I'm going to say 1997.
Not bad, 92.
Oh, okay, good. All right, yeah.
Real bad.
Yeah, it was invented by a guy named Kurt Hankins. He was an executive chef over there. It was an alternative to Hush Puppies. The original idea was Texas Toast.
Oh.
Not a bad choice either.
No, big fan of Texas Toast.
Yeah,
But the slots on the toaster were too small, so it was Texas bread.
That is silly. So they tried to jam them down in there, and they turned into biscuits.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would have been funnier. Thanks, Jed. Josh, how many biscuits per table?
Two per person.
Nope.
One per person?
It is one per diner plus one extra. I don't know why they do that.
Just to cause fights.
Wow.
It's just cause fights. Yeah.
Can you buy more? You can buy more, obviously, right?
Well, you can just ask for more.
Yeah. They'll bring you more.
Yeah.
Bring you as many as you want.
Oh.
Chris Rock was a dishwasher at Red Lobster.
Oh, really?
Cool. Nicki Minaj got fired from several Red Lobsters.
Several.
She was like famously working at Red Lobster. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. She chased a customer down in the parking lot because he stole her pen. I think she got fired for that. Which I'm on Nicki's side on that. I don't like pen stealers.
No.
I know you didn't steal my pen.
That's my Nicki Minaj. Thank you.
I would let Nicki Minaj beat the hell out of me.
No kidding. All right.
I mean, just to be that close is fine. Whatever she wants to do.
Okay.
I think Nicki Minaj could beat the hell out of him.
I have no doubt, and I would love
Nails
it.
Nails freak me out.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Beyonce mentioned Red Lobster in her song Formation, and they experienced a 33% increase in business.
Oh. Holy cow.
Man.
Yep. There was also an internet sensation where people were taking the chicken from Chick-fil-A and putting it on Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh my God!
Oh, that sounds good.
Wait, Josh is leaving right now.
Josh is leaving. He wants to be first in line.
That's a pretty darn good idea.
Man, that is huge.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.